Hi everyone, this is Victoria from When the Ancients Speak. Today we are going to talk about a message that has been going out across the internet at this time, and we want to give you the information that NASA has been putting out, that they received a message, and apparently it may be a message that they didn't want humanity to hear. Either way, we just want you to understand this message. I'm going to introduce Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi everyone. The message, and this is the point Victoria and I were talking about this beforehand. We don't know who put this message out. Supposedly NASA put this out. We don't know that for sure. But what the story goes is that somebody that works at NASA leaked this information out to the world. Being that we're very cautious about these kind of messages, and we're not sure if this is another deception of the globalists, because there was a plan to have a false alien invasion to blame the aliens, and that there was going to be a lot of destructive things that were supposed to be happening as far as nuclear and other events that are supposed to transpire on the Earth. This message, though, I have to tell you, Victoria, is utterly amazing. As a former psychologist and a practitioner of writing, I'm a very skilled writer because that's how I earn my living. I have to tell you, I have never seen this kind of organization when it comes to writing, and the fluidity of things that have been said pretty much guarantees and supports everything else that we've been saying, hasn't it, Victoria?
Absolutely. There were a couple of times in this message that I had tears, because I know that it's not just me. I know there are millions of human beings on this planet who are fed up with the situation on Earth. They don't want any more war. They want for humanity to come together. And so this message is about something that could resonate with your heart. Now, we did talk about a clarion call recently that would go out upon the earth. And we just want you to know that at the end of this message, we're going to read every part of it to you. And what we want you to know is that you have to make the decision whether or not you believe this message.
That we're going to help them. They're going to help us.
Yeah.
And that they will come to this planet and reveal themselves by the thousands. Part of the message says thousands of spaceships will appear in your sky. Now, we have to be extra cautious because we know there are programs like Project Bluebeam that could possibly emulate these things.
Yes.
So we have to be cautious. But I have to tell you, Victoria, after hearing the message and having heard similar messages or other supposed channeled messages from people like us and other people, I have to say, this information is right on the money, don't you agree?
Well, it's pretty much everything that we've been talking about. Everything that's in this message is that what the aliens that we speak to have been saying to you. They talk about telepathy, they talk about the spiritual and other kinds of awakening that humanity can have from them, the things that we used to have.
The other thing, too, that I'm going to add to that, Victoria, is consciousness. According to the aliens, the level of consciousness that we have determines whether or not we'll be able to interact and see these beings, because a majority of them are dimensional beings.
Mm-hmm.
They travel. We know Aya does. He talks
yeah.
about it all the time. That the aliens travel not only through dimensions, but time portals, rips, and other types of ways of not only communicating with people in both the past, present, and future, because according to the aliens, it's all the same thing if you have the technology. But it is an amazing message that is filled with hope, and it allows all of us to make a choice in our hearts and minds as to whether or not we are willing to cast off political and religious dogma to move forward with the galactic empire and the fraternal order of the universe that is now being extended to us. This may very well be the single most important message we ever broadcast, and I'm telling you, people, please listen to every word of this and decide for yourself. Victoria and I have already decided. We believe it's a genuine message. But she's going to read this message. It's a fairly long message, so we're going to break it up into panels, and then we're going to discuss each one of these. So, Victoria, do you want to start with this message, or where are we going from here?
Yeah, I'll start reading it, and then what we'll do is, for every panel that was in this video, we will discuss it. So, here we go. Whoever transmitted this translated message to you is irrelevant and should remain anonymous in your mind. It is what you will do with this message which matters. Each one of you wishes to exercise your free will and experience happiness. These are attributes that were shown to us and to which we now have access. Your free will depend on the knowledge you have of your own power. Your happiness depends upon the love that you give and receive. Like all conscious races, at this stage of progress, you may feel isolated in your planet. This impression makes you sure of your destiny, yet you are at the brink of big upheavals that only a minority are aware of. It is not our responsibility to modify your future without you choosing it. Consider this message as a worldwide referendum, and your answer is the ballot. So that's the first panel.
So in essence, what they're saying is, look, we know you got problems on the planet, and we are here to help, and that we want to assist you with the ability to grow your consciousness. The message will continue to unfold. I think we're ready for the continuance of this.
Yes. Panel 2. Who are we? Neither your scientists nor your religious representatives speak unanimously about the unexplained celestial events that mankind has witnessed for thousands of years. To know the truth, one must face it without the filter of one's beliefs, however respectable they may be. A growing number of anonymous researchers of yours are exploring new knowledge paths and are getting very close to reality. Today, your civilization is flooded with an ocean of information of which only a tiny part, the less upsetting one, is notably diffused. What in your history seemed ridiculous or improbable has often become possible, then realized in a particular way in the last 50 years. Be aware that the future will be even more surprising. You will discover the worst as well as the best. So what do you think about that?
Well, what they're doing is they're now telling us what will happen to us regardless of whether or not we choose to join with the fraternal order of the universe, and that there's going to be some upsetting events, and that we're going to see the worst and the best of all beings. I think we're beginning to see that, for example, with the hurricanes and everything going on in Texas and the hurricanes that are coming, which, by the way, I think are all created by HARP, but that's a different story. But they're warning us that if we don't listen, the ramifications will continue regardless of what people think or believe.
Panel 3 says this: like billions of others in this galaxy, we are conscious creatures that some name extraterrestrials, even though reality is subtler. There is no fundamental difference between you and us, save for the experience of certain stages of evolution. Like in any other organized structure, hierarchy exists in our internal relationships. Ours is based upon the wisdom of several races. It is with the approval of this hierarchy that we turn to you. Like most of you, we are on the quest of the Supreme Being. Therefore, we are not gods or lesser gods, but virtually to your equals in the cosmic brotherhood. Physically, we are somewhat different from you, but for most of us, humanoid shape. This is the third panel.
So, in essence, they're saying the difference between them and us is simply the length of time that they've existed. Many of these beings exist for tens of thousands of years. Some of them have lived for millions of years. And that their life is essentially eternal, but part of their quest is to expand out in the universe and seek the great creator. Because, yes, people, there is a grand prime mover of the universe, but it certainly is not what we've been told on this planet, although some of the knowledge that's been diffused in religion is beneficial. So, Victoria, what do you think about that?
Well, I know that there is a great maker in this universe who created all of us, and I will tell you also something else that we have been talking about with you. The third panel says that, you know, there was a group of them. We've been talking about the Galactic Empire for quite some time now, and that there are beings who have been sent down here to watch humanity. This is part of that process. So let's talk about panel number 4, which I'm going to read now. Our existence is a reality, but the majority of you does not perceive it yet. We are not mere observations. We are consciousness like you. You fail to apprehend us because we remain invisible to your senses and measure instruments most of the time. We wish to fill this void at this moment in your history. We made this collective decision, but this is not enough. We need yours. Through this message, you become the decision makers, you personally. We have no human representative on Earth who could guide your decision. So what do you think of that?
Here's the interesting thing, and a lot of people don't get this. The higher your consciousness is raised, the more you can perceive around you. And what they're telling us is that because we don't have a human representative on this planet, for interactions with the Galactic Empire, at least the ones that they decide that they would like to choose. We're not talking about what our government says, okay, this person is going to be the, you know, galactic representative.
No.
But in essence, we don't have anyone that really represents the people, and they know that. So they're going to allow us to make the choice ourselves, and if enough of us make that choice, they will reveal themselves. At least that's what I perceive the message says.
I do too. And maybe we don't have a representative now, but I do believe we will very soon if humanity chooses to allow these beings to come and introduce themselves to us. So the fifth one that we're going to read now is, why aren't we visible? At certain stages of evolution, cosmic humanities discover new forms of science beyond the apparent control of matter. Structured dematerialization and materialization are part of them. This is what your humanity has reached in a few laboratories in close collaboration with other extraterrestrial creatures at the cost of hazardous compromises that remain purposely hidden from you by some of your representatives. Apart from the aerial and spatial objects or phenomena known about by your scientific community that you call UFOs, there are essentially multidimensional manufactured spaceships that apply to these capacities. Many human beings have been in visual, auditory, tactile, or psychic contact with such ships, some of which are under occult powers that govern you now. The scarcity of your observations is due to the outstanding advantages provided by the dematerialized state of these ships. So what do you think about that one?
Well, I think that it pretty much says that you really can't perceive these ships because there is a power that is exerting, another power, is exerting itself to prevent people from actually seeing these things. But yet, our most basic science, Einstein told us that energy and matter are essentially the same thing. These beings have control over energy and matter, okay? Think about Star Trek, you know, when you can beam up to a spaceship and beam down. This technology has been possessed by aliens for over 1 million years. And we're just beginning to understand this with places like CERN, where they're messing with some pretty dangerous stuff.
And that's what they're talking about. I think that's what they're talking about. They're talking about CERN?
That and other research projects that are going on that can essentially destroy the planet.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, CERN, if it fires up correctly, especially the real large accelerator, I think that one's in Switzerland, it's like 22 miles in circular radius,
yeah,
can actually cut a hole in the Earth. And if you recall some of the pictures and images of Nibiru,
yeah,
several of these planets look like the Death Star. They got a big circle missing.
Yeah.
We believe that's from experimentation with these kind of powers. And the aliens are trying to warn us that even with some of their help, it's still a very dangerous thing, and that energy and matter are the same thing.
Well, from what Aya tells me, they're doing experimentations with dark matter right now, and they're opening portals. And it could crack the very core of our Earth. So I believe that this message that came through was a warning. So let's go to the next panel. It says, by not witnessing these events for yourself, you cannot believe in their existence. We fully understand this. The majority of these observations are made on an individual basis so as to touch the soul and not to modify any organized system. This is deliberate from the races that surround you, but for very different reasons and results. For negative multidimensional beings that play a part in the exercise of power in the shadow of human oligarchy, discretion is motivated by their will to keep their existence and seizure unknown. For us, discretion is motivated by the respect of the human free will that people can exercise to manage their own affairs so that they can reach technical and spiritual maturity on their own. Humankind's entrance into the family of galactic civilizations is greatly expected.
As we were told by the Anunnaki, that we were given the ability to increase our consciousness. Eventually, we will become like the Anunnaki. Everyone has this potential. Victoria and I aren't special. We're just aware of our abilities, and we've been able to channel and focus this information. And for those of you that doubt any of this, you need to look around you, because consciousness is arising all around the earth, and we are on the precipice of an amazing evolution. We may actually evolve to a greater level of consciousness, and that means within a few short years we may be actually traveling the universe, because all of our friends out there, once we form this fraternal order, we join the Galactic Empire, guess what? We get all kinds of special privileges, everybody.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear more about that in the next few panels, aren't we, Victoria?
Oh, yeah. The next panel says, we can appear in broad daylight and help you attain this union. We haven't done it so far, as too few of you have genuinely desired it, because of ignorance, indifference, or fear, and because of the emergency of the situation did not justify it. Many of those who study our appearances count the lights in the night without lighting the way. Often they think in terms of objects when it is all about conscious beings. Who are you? You are the offspring of many traditions that throughout time have been mutually enriched by each other's contributions. The same applies to the races at the surface of the earth. Your goal is to unite in the respect of these roots to accomplish a common project. The appearance of your cultures seems to keep you separated because you substitute it to your deepest being. Shape is now more important than the essence of your subtle nature. For the powers in place, this prevalence of the shape constitutes the ramparts against any form of jeopardy.
I kind of viewed this panel as like a translative understanding of how they think about us and what they see as our biggest problems, some of our bigger problems. Ultimately, what we have to understand here is that we've received many gifts from these aliens. For example, in ancient Egypt, it is coming out, and we talked about this the other day, that the Exodus part of the Bible, are people that are coming out, and we're talking highly regarded professional historians are coming out and saying that it never happened, that the gods of Egypt were not human. That was actually a quote from this man, who's one of the top Egyptologists, and that the powers that be ruled this planet at one time when we had everything in harmony. The gods of Egypt are returning, and they're offering to do so to bring us back to hope and sanity, and this is what they are saying about all of this.
Yes. The professor that I was listening to the other day just said none of the pharaohs were human. He didn't say they were alien, he just said they were not human. Now, both Ea and Kashti have confirmed that these beings walked the earth in the Old Kingdom, and that many of the pharaohs were aliens. So, if that's what these people are saying, they're coming out and saying your Bible's a lie, pretty much, and that we were not generated from what the Bible tells us we were. So on to the next panel. You are being called to overcome shape while still respecting it for its richness and beauty. Understanding the conscious of shape makes us love men in their diversity. Peace does not mean not making war. It consists in becoming what you are in reality, a same fraternity. To understand this, the number of solutions within your reach are decreasing. One of them consists in contact with another race that would reflect the image of what you are in reality. What is your situation? Except for rare occasions, our interventions always had very little incidence on your capacity to make collective and individual decisions about your own future. This is motivated by our knowledge of your deep psychological mechanisms.
I guess I can speak to that for a second.
Yeah.
Humanity has been fooled for centuries. After the gods of Egypt left, after the last passing of Nibiru and the earth was cleansed, they were looking at the possibility of humanity rising again. But at one point in Egypt, we had the highest level of our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We were all connected by the pyramidal powers that mm-hmm. existed and the great crystalline structures that were actually alien constructs that allowed all of our minds to link together. How much you wanted to give to that link was up to you. It's very similar to the way that we commune with spiritual beings today, that these people in the past were able to commune with each other. And the aliens are saying here today that they understand this process.
Yes, exactly. It is something that we have lost. It's not something we can't gain again or relearn. It's just something we lost because of all the confusion. And there were two separate powers. There were the goodly powers that wanted to see humanity advance. And then we have the darkened powers that just wanted to keep us as slaves and didn't want us to learn how to use our pineal gland. That's really what's been going on for thousands of years, guys. It's real simple. Two factions. One wanted to help us, the other one didn't. So we're stuck with the ones that don't want to help us right now, and we need to get rid of them. So let's go to the next panel. We reached the conclusion that freedom is built every day as a being becomes aware of himself and of his environment, getting progressively rid of constraints and inertias, whatever they may be. Despite the numerous brave and willing human consciousness, those inertias are artificially maintained for the profit of growing a centralized power. Until recently, mankind lived a satisfying control of its decisions, but it is losing more and more of the control of its own fate because of the growing use of advanced technologies, which lethal consequences on the earthly and human ecosystems become irreversible. You are slowly but surely losing your extraordinary capacity to make life desirable. Your resilience will artificially decrease independently of your own will. Such technologies exist that affect your body as well as your mind. Such plans are on their way.
Notice how they mention the resilience of the human race is being eroded. This is what globalism is doing, where just a few small people control a majority of the resources on this planet and enslave the rest of us to work and toil in just terrible situations sometimes. We have millions of people today still starving. We have just unbelievable atrocities taking place. And they, the aliens, want it to change because it goes against the rules of the Galactic Brotherhood.
Well, we've mentioned before that they're trying to mutate our DNA, and the actual aliens that sent this message actually speak about it. So I'm going to read the next panel to you. That this can change as long as you keep this creative power in you, even if it cohabits with the dark intentions of your potential lords. This is the reason why we remain invisible. This individual power is doomed to vanish should a collective reaction of a great magnitude not happen. The period to come is that of rupture, whichever it may be. But should you wait for the last moment to find solutions? Should you anticipate or undergo pain? Your history has never ceased to be marked by encounters between peoples who had to discover one another in conditions that were often conflictual. Conquests almost always happened to the detriment of others. Earth has now become a village where everyone knows everyone else, but still conflicts persist and threats of all kinds get worse in duration and intensity. Although a human being is an individual, yet having many potential capacities cannot exercise them with dignity. This is the case for the biggest majority of you for reasons that are essentially geopolitical.
Translation, politics makes your life a living hell.
It is killing our planet.
It is destroying our planet, and it is all done so that a few people can amass so much wealth. But the thing is, what do you do when you have all the wealth in the world? I mean, for example, the Rockefellers, who simply manufacture wealth. They can go into any bank and add a bunch of zeros and walk out with that. What does it really make a difference when it comes to what humanity truly needs? So I believe that what they're saying here is that at some point, consciousness has to rise to a point to where people have had enough and they can make changes.
Yes, exactly. And a lot of these elites were did what they did because they thought they were going to get on this, a seat on the bus with the, you know, with the aliens, and that they'd be all safe in their bunkers while the rest of us are frying on the surface. So they did it for their own power. It has nothing to do with helping Earth. And so we're going to go to the next panel. There are several billion of you. The education of your children and your living conditions, as well as the conditions of numerous animals and much plant life, are nevertheless under the thumb of a small number of your political, financial, military, and religious representatives. Your thoughts and beliefs are modeled after partisan interests to turn you into slaves, while at the same time giving you the feeling that you are in total control of your destiny, which in essence is the reality. But there is a long way between a wish and a fact when true rules of the game at hand are unknown. This time, you are not the conqueror. Biasing information is a millenary strategy for human beings inducting thoughts, emotions, or organisms that do not belong to you via ad hoc technologies is an even older strategy. So what do you think about that one?
Well, I'm not entirely sure of a few of those words that you spoke, but I think in general what they're saying is that you think that you're in control of everything, but it's all a lie, and that you are essentially a slave. And when you actually try to break out of this, you discover very quickly how much of a slave you are. If you doubt that you're a slave, try and go from one end of the continent to the other without spending money.
Yeah.
You'll learn very quickly that you are enslaved and controlled by money, which used to be referred to as Moonie, you know, obviously the moon, and yeah, it's all tied into that stuff. But anyhow, the message here is still prevalent, and it is most important that you hear that we are the ones that have to make the final choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, talk about going from one place to the world to the other. I mean, just try and go from one state to the other. You know, you get pulled over by ridiculous reasons, and then you've got to go through terminals that check all your credentials. So we're not free. No matter what you think, we are not a free society. Okay, next panel. Wonderful opportunities of progress stand close to big subdual and destruction threats. These dangers and opportunities exist now. However, you can only perceive what is being shown to you. The end of natural resources is programmed, whereas no long-term collective project has been launched. Ecosystem exhaustion mechanisms have exceeded irreversible limits. The scarcity of resources and their unfair distribution of resources, which entry price will rise day after day and will bring about fractide fights at a large scale, but also at the very heart of your cities and countrysides. Hatred grows bigger, but so does love. That is what keeps you confident in your ability to find solutions. But the critical mass is insufficient, and a sabotage work is cleverly being carried out.
One of my favorite authors was Frank Herbert, and he wrote the Dune series, and I highly suggest you read it because we have come to realize that Frank Herbert was actually tied into some pretty deep things that are going on. One of the things that we read about in these series were generational projects of improving human beings, not just improving buildings, structures, and technology. I believe the aliens are speaking to that and saying that you have no generational projects to evolve your spirituality, but actually religion keeps us locked at that lower level, and we can never raise our consciousness to a point to where we can say, wait a minute, we're all being controlled.
Yeah.
For those of you that can't set down religious dogma and political dogma, you are doomed to repeat this process over and over and over again, and we will never reach for the stars as long as we are kept held prisoner on this prison planet.
Next panel. Human behaviors formed from past habits and trainings have such an inertia that this perspective leads you to a dead end. You entrust these problems to representatives whose conscious of common well-being slowly fades away in front of corporatist interests with those difficulties. They are always debating on the form but rarely on the content. Just at the moment of action, delays will accumulate to the point when you have to submit rather than choose. This is the reason why, more than ever in your history, your decisions of today will directly and significantly impact your survival of tomorrow. What event could radically modify this inertia that is typical of any civilization? Where will a collective and unifying awareness come from that will stop this blind rushing ahead? Tribes, populations, and human nations have always encountered and interacted with one another. Faced with the threats weighing upon the human family, it is perhaps time that a greater interaction occurred.
And I think Victoria meant inertia.
Inertia.
I don't know what inerta is, but one of those Australian words. She does occasionally stumble on words because she's from another culture, and it's interesting to hear. You should hear her speak straight Australian. That's pretty cool. But anyhow, I think the point is there that we have to seize the initiative. We have to take control of all of these things, and we have to make sure that we understand that we have to participate in order for us to be part of the new world that's about to take place and shape.
Next panel. A greater roller wave is on the verge of emerging. It mixes very positive but also very negative aspects. Who are the third party? There are two ways to establish a cosmic contact with another civilization via its standing representatives or directly with individuals without distinction. The first way entails fights of interest. The second way brings awareness. The first way was chosen by a group of races motivated by keeping humankind in slavery, thereby controlling Earth's resources, the gene pool, and human emotional energy. The second way was chosen by a group of races allied with the cause of spirit of service. We have, at our end, subscribed to this disinterested cause and introduced ourselves a few years ago to the representatives of the human power who refused our outstretched hand on the pretext of incompatible interest with their strategic vision.
Translation, very simple here. You got two choices. You can either elect representatives who basically serve themselves and not humanity, or we as a collective consciousness as individuals can come together and make the choice which will overwhelm these representatives and allow the aliens to come and we can commune directly with them.
Yeah, what I noticed is basically they offered their hand of peace to our global representatives on Earth and they were snubbed because it didn't involve power, money, and greed. That's why, this is the next panel, that is why today individuals are to make this choice by themselves without any representative interfering. What we proposed in the past to those whom we now believe were in a capacity to contribute to your happiness, we propose it now to you. Most of you ignore that non-human creatures took part in the exercise of those centralizing powers without them being neither suspected nor accessible to your senses. This is so true that they have almost very subtly taken control. They do not necessarily stand on your material plan, and that is precisely what we could make them extremely efficient and frightening in the near future. However, be aware that a large number of your representatives are fighting this danger. Be aware that not all abductions are made against you. It is difficult to recognize the truth. How could you, under such conditions, exercise your free will when it is so much manipulated? What are you really free of?
It's interesting that we discuss how these beings are not on the material plane and that they are actually directing or indirectly directing events that take place on this planet by manipulating events through our puppet leaders and everything else that goes on. Currently, the beings in power are demonic and evil, and this demonic presence actually has been replicated on other worlds.
Yeah.
Just pick a different being. Okay, on this world, you may have them worshiping Marduk or Baal. On another planet, it could be something like Asmodeus or some other dark
yes.
being. But it's essentially the same mm-hmm. prospect. Your choice is either negativity, darkness, death, destruction, rebirth, to suffer the whole thing again, which is the current system that we're in, or all of us come together in a collective consciousness without representatives to distort our message, and we all meditate upon this and draw the alien presence to the planet.
Exactly. Next panel. Peace and reunification of your peoples would be a first step towards the harmony with civilization other than yours. That is precisely what those who manipulate you behind the scenes want to avoid at all costs, because by dividing, they reign. They also reign over those who govern you. Their strength comes from their capacity to distillate mistrust and fear into you. This considerably harms your very cosmic nature. This message would be of no interest if these manipulators' tutoriate did not reach its peak, and if their misleading and murderous plans did not materialize in a few years from now. Their deadlines are so close, and mankind will undergo unprecedented torments for the next 10 cycles. To defend yourselves against this aggression that bears no face, you need to at least have enough information that leads you to the solution.
And in part of that panel, we heard about the distillation of evil, the distillation of hate. That is the main focus of the evil governments of the world right now, is to have us fighting, because as long as we're fighting, we don't meet the first criteria of joining the Galactic Empire, which is that we must be one unified race. And we're not talking a unified race of evil and hate and a globalist organization, but a true organization of consciousness, so that we can rise our consciousness to the level that's acceptable to these other beings. Think about it this way. If you had a business meeting and you were going to show up, and there's a bunch of professionals sitting there all in suits and ties, you would walk in dressed the same way, looking good. You would shower, you would clean yourself up. Basically, this is what they're telling us. Look, we have an open seat at the table here. Humanity is now ready to raise its consciousness level, to be part of this organization and this group of the universe. Will share all kinds of cool stuff with you, but first you got to clean up and sit down at the table with us.
Exactly. And we've been telling you that this is what the plan has been for thousands of years, that these beings control the majority, and there's very few of them. But we have to stand up and be counted, and we have to say, yes, we need your help. We want them off our planet. Next panel. As is also the case with humans, resistance exists amongst those dominant races. Here again, appearance will not be enough to tell the dominator from the ally. At your current state of psychism, it is extremely difficult for you to distinguish between them. In addition to your intuition, training will be necessary when the time has come. Be aware of the priceless value of free will. We are inviting you to an alternative. What can we offer? We can offer you a more holistic vision of the universe and of life, constructive interactions, the expense of fair and fraternal relationships, liberating technological knowledge, eradicating of suffering, controlled exercise of individual powers, the access to new forms of energy, and finally, a better comprehension of consciousness.
I'll take the last one anytime, because with a better comprehension of consciousness, all the other things are possible. But listen, they're not going to give us zero-point technology unless we prove we're going to be responsible with it. And we can't have evil leaders, because they won't share this. They already have a degree of this technology, a small amount, but they won't share it with us. They want to keep it for themselves in the breakaway civilization that the globalists have created. It's for them, they think, and they want to suppress us, and they want to be the lords over us. But I think that the Galactic Empire has another vision.
They certainly do. Next panel. We cannot help you overcome your individual and collective fears, or bring you laws that you would not have chosen. Work on your own self, individual and collective effort to build the world you desire, the spirit of quest to new skies. What would we receive? Should you decide that such a contact takes place, we would rejoice over the safeguarding of fraternal equilibrium in this region of the universe, fruitful diplomatic exchanges, and the intense joy of knowing that you are united to accomplish what you are capable of. The feeling of joy is strongly sought in the universe, for its energy is divine. What is the question we ask you? Do you wish that we show up?
I'm just going to say yes to that one. You know, here they are offering a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a fraternal organization that we can join. Believe me, we're no longer alone, people. What an amazing future we have. I mean, think about the gifts that we've received. For example, cats. Cats are a great example. Mm-hmm. The Lyrans gave us cats so that we would love and appreciate feline power. And guess what? When you finally run into some of the Lyrans, you're probably going to say, oh my God, they're beautiful. They're amazing beings. These are the kind of gifts that have been given to us. This entire world is essentially a kindergarten. Everything in this world is from somewhere else in the universe that was brought here.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? So we're about ready to graduate and go to first grade, guys.
Mm-hmm. It is wonderful. This is the happy part of what they want to offer to us. So let's get to the next panel. How can you answer this question? The truth of soul can be read by telepathy. You only need to clearly ask yourself this question and give your answer as clearly on your own or in a group as you wish. Being in the heart of a city or in the middle of a desert does not impact the efficiency of your answer, yes or no, immediately after asking the question. Just do it as if you were speaking to yourself but thinking about the message. This is a universal question, and those mere few words put in their context have a powerful meaning. You should not let hesitation in the way. This is why you should calmly think about it in all conscience. In order to be perfectly associate with your answer with the question, it is recommended that you answer right after another reading of this message. Do not rush to answer. Breathe and let all the power of your own free will penetrate you. Be proud of what you are. The problems that you may have weaken you. Forget about them for a few minutes just to be yourselves. Feel the force that springs up in you. You are in control of yourselves.
Boy, this sure makes a lot of sense to me why certain groups, I like to talk about the Buddhists, why they are so persecuted, because they focus almost exclusively on consciousness and raising the consciousness level. And they don't really teach the worshiping of any one God, although there are many different representations. They don't say, you know, you have to believe this in order to be a true believer. They say, become a God unto yourself so that you can connect to the divine. And that is what they're trying to tell us here. The decision that we have to make is all a personal one. We're not going to get together in a group unless we choose to, but we're all going to meditate on this. We're going to really remove the trials and tribulations from our heart and have a clean thought about this. Do I want to call these beings to this planet? If millions of us begin to do this, they're going to come.
Well, this just reinforces another thing that we have been saying for months, that all humans have the capability to telepathically link to other entities. So what they're telling you to do is to use your pineal gland and meditate on your answer and let them know, because they can hear you. And if you say yes, you want their help, they'll come. But we need to all do it. And for those of us who believe that this is actually happening, please reconsider everything that we've just said here. We're about to go to the next panel. A single thought, a single answer, can drastically change your near future in one way as in another. Your individual decision of asking in your inner self that we show up on your material plan and in broad daylight is precious and essential to us. Even though you can choose the way that suits best you, rituals are essentially useless. A sincere request made with your heart and your own will always be perceived by those of us whom it is sent to. In your own private polling booth of your secret will, you will determine the future.
You know, it's interesting, certain religious faiths practice a lot of rituals. But what we've learned about rituals and rituals, you know, speak, is basically it locks your mind into the lowest level. For example, the Roman Catholic Church and doing the rosary. You know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And after a while, they actually sound like drones. You know, because they'll say the same thing, say 20 Our Fathers and 10 Hail Marys.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would they ask you to do that? Because they're programming you not to expand your consciousness.
Yes.
And that's what religion does to you. You have to break free from that. You have to set your Bible down. You have to set your Quran down. You have to set whatever religious dogma that you bought into and open your mind and make a decision from your own mind that this is something that you want, and you have to be in a state of perfect focus and consciousness and joy when you do it.
Next panel. What is the lever effect? This decision should be made by the greatest number among you, even though it might seem like a minority. It is recommended to spread this message in all invisible fashions, in as many languages as possible, to those around you, whether or not they seem receptive to this new vision of the future. Do it using in a humorous tone or derision that can help you. You can evenly, openly, and publicly make fun of it if it makes you feel more comfortable, but do not be indifferent, for at least you will have exercised your free will. Forget about the false prophets and the beliefs that have been transmitted to you about us. This request is one of the most intimate that can be asked to you. Making a decision by yourself as an individual is your right as well as your responsibility.
And I'm going to add something to this that I believe. I don't know if I can prove this, but I'm just going to say this. For those of us that want to live a good life, that want to be good people, the time has come to make a choice. Either you support this dark system and you're just going to forget about all of this, or you're going to make the conscious choice to join with the universe, the true universal powers, not the lies we've been spoon-fed since the beginning. Do you have any idea what our future could be like? Well, if you're curious, why don't you sit down and watch a few episodes of Star Trek?
Mm.
Because that's exactly what's going on, and we can become part of this. Our world is about ready to change. They're going to offer us advanced technology. One of the advanced technologies that I know for a fact that they're going to offer us is absolute suppression of all diseases.
Yep.
And absolute life extension.
Yep.
Human beings will be able to live for
thousands of years.
And the only time, and even if you do pass, your soul will be yours and you can recirculate it into another reality of your choice. The universe is about joy. That's why this world is about darkness and sadness, because they want to keep you locked into this prison planet.
Yep, you said it beautifully, Mike. Next panel. Passivity only leads to absence of freedom. Similarly, indecision is never efficient. If you really want to cling to your beliefs, which is something that we understand, then say no. If you do not know what to choose, do not say yes because of mere curiosity. This is not a show. This is real life, daily life. We are alive and living. Your history has plenty of episodes when determined men and women were able to influence the thread of events in spite of their small number. Just like a small number is enough to take temporal power on Earth and influence the future of the majority, a small number of you can radically change your fate as to an answer to the importance in face of so much inertia and hurdles. You can ease the mankind's birth to brotherhood.
Ultimately, the inertia that we all have is what is going to change things. For example, someone in outer space in a spacesuit can actually move objects that weigh tens of thousands of pounds because there's no gravity. But once that object gets moving, it has inertia, and it's very difficult to stop. If you were to get in between the object and another object, it could actually still crush you because of its inertia, even though you are in outer space. I think a lot of us understand that if we've had physics or something to that nature. It's the inertia of your thought and your choice that matters the most, and it's very important that you make this choice of your own free will from all distractions.
Next panel. One of your thinkers once said, "Give me a handhold and I'll raise the earth." Spreading this message will then be the handhold to strengthen. We will be the light years long lever. You will be the craftsman to raise the earth as a consequence of our appearance. What will be the consequences of a positive decision? For us, the immediate consequence of a collective favorable decision would be the materialization of many ships in your sky and on earth. For you, the direct effect would be the rapid abandoning of many certitudes and beliefs.
Yeah, good luck trying to explain people about Jesus and the Bible when aliens show up that have been alive for millions of years and discredit all of that and say that God is essentially a universal gift to all of us, that he will bless us not only with positive energy, but you have the ability to manipulate matter with your thought. I mean, recent research has come out that says when you look at an object, it affects it. And when you look at an object and think a certain thought, it affects it. Well, of course, that's because we can manipulate matter ourselves. As our consciousness continues to rise, this may be one of the gifts that will be unlocked for us.
Next panel. A simple, conclusive visual contact would have huge repercussions on your future. Much knowledge would be modified forever. The organization of your societies would be deeply upheaved forever. In all fields of activity, power would become individual because you would see yourself that we are living. Concretely, you would change the scale of your values. The most important thing for us is that humankind would form a single family in front of this unknown we would represent. Danger would slowly melt away from your homes because you would indirectly force the undesirable ones, those we name the third party, to show up and vanish. You would all bear the same name and share the same roots, mankind. Later on, peaceful and respectful exchanges would be thus possible if such is your wish. For now, he who is hungry cannot smile. He who is fearful cannot welcome us. We are sad to see men, women, and children suffering to such a degree in their flesh and in their hearts when they bear such an inner light. It is something that we have been telling you for many, many years now, that you are a powerhouse within yourself. You don't need other people to tell you how you normally are. And that, to me, is one of the greatest messages of this whole thing. It is one of those structures that we have been confused on, that many of these dark entities have not given to us because they didn't feel that we were worthy of this. But in the whole time, human beings were powerful in their own ways because the alien beings were more afraid of us because of that thing in our brain that's called our pineal gland.
Well, it's not just the pineal gland, that's part of it, that's the actual physiological mechanism, but it's the level of consciousness that can be exerted through it. Part of the reason why they put fluoride and other things in the water to basically calcify it so it doesn't function. Yet you still have your own collective consciousness and you are connected to other people. We are all efficacious and we all affect each other. No man is an isle unto himself.
Right. Next panel. This light can be your future. Our relationships could be progressive. Several stages of several years or decades would occur. Demonstrative appearances of our ships, physical appearance beside human beings, collaboration in your technical and spiritual evolution, discovery of parts of the galaxy. Every time, new choices would be offered to you. You would then decide by yourself to cross new stages if you think it necessary to your external and inner well-being. No interference would be decided upon unilaterally. We would leave as soon as you would, collectively wish that we do. Depending on the speed to spread the message across the world, several weeks or even several months will be necessary before our great appearance. If such is the decision made by the majority of those who will have use their capacity to choose, and if this message receives the necessary support.
We really have to get this message out to everybody, so please share this MP3, share the words. This information can change the entire world and do so very quickly, within a few weeks to a few months. Humanity is ready. Look around the world. There are millions and millions of people that are rising up against their evil governments. Even though you don't see a lot of it on the media, if you spend a little time on YouTube, if you really start looking at media sources outside of America, because all media sources in America basically regurgitate the same crap, you would actually learn the truth. So we do have an opportunity here, people, and we have to spread the word, and we have to get as many people in their hearts and minds to believe that this can actually happen before they will take the free will and accept it and then come to this planet and begin to make changes. So they will work with us, and the bad beings will start to go away.
Next panel. The main difference between your daily prayers to entities of a strictly spiritual nature and your current decision is extremely simple. We are technically equipped to materialize. Why such a historical dilemma? We know that foreigners are considered as enemies as long as they embody the unknown. In a first stage, the emotion that our appearance will generate will strengthen your relationships on a worldwide scale. How could you know whether our arrival is the consequence of your collective choice? For the simple reason that we would have otherwise been already there for a long time at your level of existence. If we are not there yet, it is because you have not made such a decision explicitly.
And that's very interesting, because a lot of people are going to say, oh, this message is all bullshit, someone made it up. Well, I'm going to tell you, as a former practicing psychologist, I've never seen this kind of organization of content or words. And the way that it's laid out is in layers of information that give additional hope and abilities to people if they would but focus upon this. The fact that they haven't materialized yet shows us that they're waiting for the next level in our consciousness, which is where we open our hearts and our minds and ask them to come here so that they will have the ability to then begin to teach and educate us. We're like a bunch of children that just graduated from kindergarten, and now the big teachers are coming to lead us to first grade. But a lot of the kids are hanging in and saying, no, I don't want to go. And there's bullies in this room, and they push the others, I don't want them to go, I run kindergarten, I'm going to run kindergarten. No, you're not.
Next panel. Some among you might think that we would make you believe in a deliberate choice of yours so as to legitimate our arrival. Through this world would not be true. What interest we have to openly offer you what you haven't got any access to yet for the benefit of the greatest number of you. How could you be certain that this is not yet another subtle maneuver of the third party to better enslave you? Because no one always more efficiently fights something that is identified other than the contrary. Isn't the terrorism that corrodes you to a blatant example? Whatever you are the sole judge in your own heart and soul, whatever your choice, it would be respectable and respected. In the absence of human representatives who could potentially seduce you into error, you ignore everything about us as well as from about those who manipulate you without your consent.
So what they're saying is that you're already being manipulated by powerful dark beings. How much worse is it going to get before you actually open your mind and try something different and listen to us? This is where we're supposed to be. This is where our consciousness continues, and this is where everything will flow.
I also want to remind people who believe in their Bible, there's a scripture in the Bible that says in the last days the knowledge will become known across the earth. Well, here's the knowledge. It's being spread out there. You can't ignore it at this point. You have to kind of think about what we're saying or what these alien beings are saying to us and value this for what it is. It's the truth. So let's get to the next panel. In your situation, the precautionary principle that consists in not trying to discover us does no longer prevail. You are already in the Pandora's box that the third party has created around you. Whatever your decision may be, you will have to get out of it. In the face of such a dilemma, one ignorance against one another, you need to ask your intuition. Do you want to see us with your own eyes, or simply believe what your thinkers say? That is the real question. After thousands of years, one day this choice was going to be inevitable, choosing between the two unknowns. Why spread such a message among yourselves? Translate and spread this message widely. This action will affect your future in an irreversible and historical way at the scale of millenniums. Otherwise, it will postpone to a new opportunity to choose to several years later, at least one generation if it can survive. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wait anymore. I don't want another generation. I want this world to change now.
And notice how they mention one ignorance against another. For example, the political landscape that's going on. You've got, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter and organizations like this that attack and try to, you know, humiliate and subdue and suppress freedom of speech. And then you've got other groups that want to have war all the time. Well, sure, if we're going to have war all the time, we'll never evolve, because that's one of the requirements for joining the Galactic Brotherhood, is that we are at peace. How the hell are we going to achieve that with all the evil that's going on?
Next panel. Not choosing stands for undergoing other people's choice. Not informing others stands for running the risk of obtaining a result that is contrary to one's expectations. Remaining indifferent means giving up one's free will. It is all about your future. It is all about your evolution. It is possible that this invitation does not receive your collective assent, and that, because of a lack of information, it will be disregarded. Nevertheless, no individual desire goes unheeded in the universe. Imagine our arrival tomorrow. Thousands of ships. A unique cultural shock in today's mankind's history. It will then be too late to regret about not making a choice and spreading the message, because this discovery will be irreversible. We do insist that you do not rush into it, but to do think about it and decide.
This decision will be irreversible. I tell you what, when the reveal finally does come, I for one am going to pop a cork on a champagne bottle and say good riddance to bad rubbish, because we got a lot of cleanup we're going to have to do. And maybe, just maybe, if we ask these aliens to come sooner, there may be a chance that a majority of us will survive the events that are about to befall humanity.
The next panel is very important. The big media will not be necessarily interested in spreading this message. It is therefore your task, as an anonymous yet an extraordinary thinking and loving being, to transmit it. You are still the architects of your own fate. Do you wish that we show up?
Wow. I guess that concludes everything that from the message that supposedly NASA has received and was released. My goodness, Victoria, I am just utterly blown away at this, because of the quality of the information that's in there. Forgive Victoria, she stumbled across a few words. That's a lot of reading. I'm surprised you could get all that out. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. But in essence, people, please listen to this message. Even if you don't want to spread this, pass around our MP3. Let other people hear this.
Yeah.
They deserve to know this information and make their own choice as to whether or not they want this to happen. But I'm going to tell you what. If millions, possibly even billions of beings decide that this is going to take place,
you got no choice.
We're going to draw these beings to the planet. I don't know about you. I'd like to live for 1,000 years. I'd like to be free of all kinds of sickness and illnesses.
In my personal belief about this message, I can say something that I have been saying for a long time. Dark entities of this nature do not want you to evolve. These beings are saying that the media will not put this message over the internet. They will not transmit it. So basically, those of us who are in the know have a responsibility. It is the clarion call. We have a responsibility to send this message out throughout the earth, because there are beings in different countries who need our help right now. They're suffering terribly under their masters of domination. We need to free this planet from this travesty that we've been under for thousands of years.
You know, the final word that I'd like to say in all of this is that even if you don't necessarily believe everything that Victoria and I have been saying for months, isn't it a coincidence, or it'd be one hell of a coincidence, that almost everything we've been saying has culminated into this message?
Yeah.
We really want you to survive what's about to happen. We want you to evolve with us.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit down with you 800 years from now on another planet, because we have access to our own spaceships. Do you understand what they're going to give us? We're going to have access to the universe, people. Who the hell wants to stay on this planet when they can travel all over the universe? And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of beautiful things out there. What does the Bible say? The eye has not seen and the ear has not heard.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to pull a little scripture because I grew up as a Catholic and I don't know. But the thing is, there is a certain amount of information that religious thought can help you with. But what we're saying is you can't be suppressed by it.
Right.
You can learn from it, but don't be suppressed by it.
Yeah, I think that's the final message here, is that we need you to make a decision. I don't know about you, but on one side we have these evil politicians who are hurting our children. Our DNA is being mutated. We are under tyranny all the time, threats of war, famine, flooding. I'm sick of it. I know that millions of you are sick of it too. Can't we raise our energy level and tell these beings that are trying to help us, yes, we need your help, please come and help us. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we desperately need it now.
I do want to add one thing that I heard from a channeling session before, was that this message needs to be one that you make. But not only do you need to think about it and then decide if this is the right decision and then open your heart and your mind in a joyful manner,
yes,
and literally call to these aliens the way that maybe a lover might call to someone that they're mm-hmm. deeply and emotionally involved with. We have to do this. And not only do we have to do this, but then after we've completed it, we have to carry that feeling in our hearts and
yes.
minds that they're coming, because that's what they need. We have to give them permission to come here. And with everything that they've said, we know that the future for humanity is much, much brighter today than it was yesterday.
Yep. So guys, with that, we're going to sign off for today. And we're going to ask you to please seriously think about this decision.
Sure.
I for one, have already said it. I want some help. Our family wants the help, and I'm sure many of your families want the help. We need to band together at this time, guys, and I keep saying that. This is the clarion call. It's got to go out. You want change on this earth? We need help right now. Okay? Think about it. And I'll talk to you later. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.